Hinebridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Ernest Hemingway, A Biography by Mary V. Dearborn. Read by Tanya Eby. Prologue. One evening in the mid-1990s, I attended a panel on Ernest Hemingway and his work at New York's Mercantile Library. The Mercantile was known for lively programming arranged by its then-director, Harold Augenbaum. And this evening was no exception. Hemingway had been somewhat under fire of late. A controversial 1987 biography by Kenneth Lynn had left Hemingway fans reeling with the revelation that Ernest had been dressed as a girl in his early years, which Lynn argued had shaped the author's psyche and sexuality. The previous year, Hemingway's posthumously published novel, The Garden of Eden, had revealed a writer seemingly obsessed with androgyny. Its hero and heroine cutting and dyeing their hair to become identical, beyond gender. Just as in the explicit sex scenes, they move beyond traditionally male and female roles. At roughly the same time, Hemingway and his place in the Western literary tradition came under full-on attack, as readers, scholars, educators, and activists urgently questioned what dead white males, like Hemingway, had to say to us in a multicultural era that no longer accords them automatic priority. The so-called Hemingway Code, a tough, stoic approach to life that seemingly substitutes physical courage and ideals of strength and skill for other forms of accomplishment, increasingly looked insular and tiresomely macho. That night at the Mercantile Library, these issues